say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected Donald Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, declaring he can't get a fair shake in New York City and complaining about a limited gag order.
Jury selection is set to begin Monday. Prospective jurors will fill out a 7-page questionnaire asking whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, follow him on social media, or belong to an array of extremist groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, or Antifa. Potential jurors will also be asked if they have strong opinions about Trump or firmly held beliefs about whether a former president can be charged with a crime.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Former long-serving Trump finance man Alan Weisselberg to be sentenced to 5 months behind bars today for lying under oath during testimony in Trump's business fraud trial. Arizona doing away with a woman's right to choose. The state's Supreme Court ruled that a law dating to Arizona's territory days that bans virtually all abortions is the law of the state. This is ABC News. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts made a rare public appearance addressing the Legal Services Corporation gala, which bills itself as the largest funder of high-quality legal assistance.
Like most forms of public service, the work of legal aid lawyers is not a path to wealth or fame, but it is a path to making a meaningful contribution to our society and to the cause of equality and justice for all.
The LSC celebrating 50 years of service. Have you sat down and figured out what you're spending on your various subscriptions?
Americans, on average, now spend more than $1,000 annually on subscription services. New data from CNET finds about half of U.S. adults have forgotten to cancel a subscription after the free trial expired. Millennials and Gen Z are the most forgetful in this regard, according to CNET. Overall, Americans spend $91 a month.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Minnesota man charged in a fatal stabbing on the Apple River in western Wisconsin 2 years ago took the stand. Nikolai Mew is charged in the death of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann and with injuring four others. Mew faced vigorous cross-examination by the prosecution in St. Croix County Court Tuesday. In a months-long dispute with Republican lawmakers on PFAS contamination in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers Tuesday vetoed a bill requiring the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to get approval from the legislature's budget committee regarding how and where cleanup funds could be spent. New grant funding offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space into residential space. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steele mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steele offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steele zero turn mower. Real Steele. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, showers with a high tomorrow of only 58. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words to me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man.
Shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got the rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Tritt, it's a great day to be alive here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. We do have a big warm-up coming up, not only today, but really this weekend. And we'll have details with that ag weather forecast this hour. Also, Dave Geiger in. He has some information on the dairy federal milk market order program. Some of those changes, well, they're going to start talking a little bit more about those here coming up this month. And David has more on that here this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, getting ready to head on out to our next event and be heading out on Saturday. Yes, to beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the National Association of Broadcasters annual convention. And so we'll be out there here coming up starting on Saturday through next Wednesday. Then we come back home after that. We're here for a few weeks, and then we head to Washington, D.C. for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual Washington Watch event. That will be out there for that April 28th through May 1st. And we're going to be chatting with a lot of the agricultural organizations out in D.C., also some of our congressional leaders. And, yep, I even have a whole bunch of scheduled visits with the commissioners and the chairwoman of the Federal Communications Commission. Going to be talking, of course, about AM radio, you bet. And so getting ready for all of that here coming up. Again, a couple more events here before we
head into the summer fair festival and dairy breakfast season, which I'm also looking forward to as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's that time of year when fly season is approaching, and joining us on our Wellness Wednesday is Kenley Rogers, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences. Kenley, thanks for joining us. What can dairy producers do now to prepare for the upcoming fly season?
Yes, now is the time for dairy producers for them to start thinking about what their fly control program is going to be for this year. A lot of people wait until, you know, July or August when the flies get really bad and then try to address it then. And it's really best if we get started now. Our product, Clarify Larvicide, is a great core program to an integrated pest management holistic approach. So getting it in the feed now, and then that way once we get those flies starting to come up, we've got that manure treated on the farm.
What types of flies are we talking about that Clarify can help with?
Clarify itself covers four flies. Typically, the four flies that you're going to see on a dairy or in a confinement animal operation is going to be house flies, base flies, stable flies, and horn flies. Primarily, dairy is going to see the house fly and the stable fly be the bigger issue. The stable flies will feed on the blood of the animals, so you'll see them a lot on their legs, maybe onto their bellies or backs. And then the house flies are just the ones that are kind of buzzing around the farm, more of a nuisance concern or a disease concern, because both flies can transmit disease throughout the farm.
If a dairy producer doesn't do anything to get rid of these flies, how detrimental can these flies be on the farm?
Yeah, flies can do a whole lot more damage than we think they can. You know, combining the stable fly and house fly together, you know, house flies, we can see some disease transmission in terms of mastitis. Some respiratory diseases can be transported by flies. Stable flies specifically are really painful and a stressor to the cattle. So if they're biting their legs 30, 40 times per day, they're stomping, they're throwing feed, they're bunching up in the middle of the barn, sometimes leading to heat stress, causing milk production to decrease. They do have some sanitation concerns when it comes to the milk and making sure that the farm has a good integrated pest management program in place. That way it helps keep the farm clean and sanitary and free of disease.
You mentioned integrated pest management. That's IPM?
Yes. Yep, that's it. It's IPM, so integrated pest management. It's really an approach of looking at the entire farm and putting together a program to address pests on the farm. So not just one product. It's not going to be one, you know, silver bullet that's going to take care of everything. Honestly, integrated pest management starts with management of, you know, the farm, keeping grass cut down, keeping waste feed piles from building up. Really, the whole concept is we're trying to get rid of all the breeding sites that flies could go to and make them go to that manure, and then we can treat that manure with a product like Clarify and reduce the fly population. So it's going to take a couple different approaches, making sure the farm is clean and well-managed, maybe using a feed-through product, and then sometimes you still do need to do some sprays or put some baits out or traps, depending on your level of fly infestation and the control that you're looking for.
From what you're saying, the key is to get on it early.
Yeah, it's crucial to get started and get thinking about the fly control program now. Clarify actually stops the development of the fly eggs in the manure, so they're not able to properly develop. So, you know, we can still use it, but it'll take about 2 or 3 weeks to see that full effect of Clarify truly work. So getting ahead of it now, getting it in that feed, then an issue that I see a lot on farm is a lot of producers won't feed Clarify to the whole herd. Maybe it's in the calf products, the calf starters, the milk replacers, but they're not feeding it to the rest of the cows. And if we think about on a farm, who produces the bulk of that manure, and that's going to be those milk cows. And so we need to treat as much manure on farm as possible with a product like Clarifly. That way we have the maximum amount of control and we can really reduce fly populations that way, because they will out-reproduce us tenfold. They reproduce very, very quickly and a lot at a time. So it's really important to kind of get some programs in place to try to combat that the best we can.
A good reminder for farmers that do this every year, but if someone's hearing this for the first time, what can be their first step in getting the best fly control on their farm?
Sure. So if you want to learn more, you can go to our website, centralflycontrol.com. We have a whole bunch of information on dairy, and all of our brochures and product information is there. If you've decided to take the jump and start feeding Clarifly, the best way is just going to be to talk to your feed rep or your nutritionist. So whoever's making your feed, whoever's doing your ration work, they're going to be the ones that are able to add Clarifly into that ration for you, whether it's coming in, you know, a milk replacer, a calf starter, coming in a bulk premix or something like that. It's all going to go through the feed mill. So it's not a product that the producer needs to buy and worry about mixing in on their own. That'll all go through the feed mill.
Well, thanks for the update, Kenley. Kenley Rogers, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing, because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
And wonder just how sweet it would be. But baby, Maybe I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me, baby, I must confess. I'll always look up to you, no matter how high I get.
Up here on the mountain, it gets crazy sometimes. So crazy I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies, I can count on you to tell me the truth.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me, baby, I must confess. I'll always look up to you, no matter how high I get. You are the one that turned me around. You help me keep my feet on the ground. No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me, baby, I must confess. I'll always look up to you, no matter how high. No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me, baby, I must confess. I'll always look up to you, no matter how high. For number two, you've always been there for me. Oh, baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you, no matter how
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Oak Ridge Boys and No Matter How High here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning, 40 in downtown Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk up or down one rather to $16.69, June down 12 to $17.20, July and August steady, July at $17.80, August $17.99. Cheese markets at yesterday, barrels down a half to $156.25, 40-pound blocks up two to $157, 3-trade a barrel, 10-trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at $2.97, no trades, grading non-fat dry milk down a quarter to $113.50, 3 trades on the day, dry whey down 1.25 to $36.75 and 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could open mostly higher today, as it does appear that the heavy liquidation continued to run its course yesterday, as live and feeder cattle markets were higher, strengthened box beef also helping the cattle markets. Hog markets also were mostly higher and are expected to be higher once again today, at least to start, as strength in pork cutout values and again the expectations of increasing consumer demand helping to support the hog market. April live cattle opening the day at 180.70, June 174.85, August 172.55, April feeder cattle open at 240.70, May 239.45, August at 250.10, April hogs open at 90.60, May 98.77, June 108.57. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher after a down day yesterday after being pressured by rain in the forecast for central Brazil and the U.S., which would help the corn and wheat markets. Also, soybeans moving mostly lower. Again, there was a lot of expectations or positioning, rather, ahead of that WASDE report yesterday. And it looks like we're still seeing some of that today, but a lot of short covering happening as well here in the market. So there is a lot of positioning ahead of that WASD report this morning. May corn up 3.25 to 434.5. July up 2.25 to 444.75. September up 1.75 to 454. New crop up 2 to 470.25. May beans up 3.75 to 1178.25. July up 3 to 1190.75. August up 2.75 to 1189. And new crop up 1.75 to 1180. May soybean meal this morning down $1.30 to $3.34.30. May soybean oil up 47 cents to $47.99. Chicago wheat, May up 7.25 to $5.65. July up 7.5 to $5.79.5. Minneapolis wheat, May up 7.5 to $6.58.75. July up 7 to $6.64.75. Energy markets are higher this morning. May crude oil up 48 cents to $85.71, June up 49 cents to $84.95. Meanwhile, May and June gas both up a cent, May at $2.76, June at $2.74. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.79, May $3.82, June $3.88, new crop $4.13. Cash beans $10.95, May 11 even, June 11.03, new crop $10.93. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.06.25, May $4.01.25, June $3.99.5, new crop $4.18.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at $3.86, May $3.95, June $4.12, new crop $4.18. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.81, May $3.84, new crop $4.13, cash beans $10.99, May $11.02, new crop $11.03. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.86, new crop $4.13, cash beans $10.98, new crop at $10.93. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.16, May and June $4.17, new crop $4.18, cash beans $11.48, May $11.52, June $11.60, new crop $11.23. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.84, new crop $4.13, cash beans $11.02, new crop $11.03. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $160 to $185, Holstein fed cattle $137 to $174, market cows $91 to $134, bulls $113 to $155, calves $360 to $900, beef steers $181 to $380, Holstein steers $130 to $350. Sheep markets, market lambs $265 and down, light lambs $295 and down, ewes $155 and down, rams $90 and down, goat markets, does $160 and down, bucks $210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $180 to $191, finished beef heifers $180 to $190.50, finished dairy steers $165 to $174, market cows $100 to $124, market bulls $130 to $162. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait.
For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car. Drove down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu. Came back knocked out pretty.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa. And it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. and we share some thoughts about the family line. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall times we disagreed. When I could not take hold of his old-fashioned. Seeing my father in me. Yes, that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And I'm happy to see my father in me.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Till I discovered that love. Oh, he's
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Changing federal policy on milk production may still be a while yet, but it is starting to move this month. David Geiger has more.
The U.S. Agriculture Department will now consider updates to the federal milk marketing order. The deadline for modernization briefs was April 1st. Stephen Kane, an economist with the National Milk Producers Federation, says there is a huge list of requested changes, and the post-hearing gave all interested parties a chance to speak.
To effectively summarize their arguments and give USDA kind of a concise document that outlines why they think the federal order should be amended this way or that way. So really what it was a summarization of what we've been working on for the last 6 months.
That means a close look at what is done with federal orders and making sure it's doing the best work it can for dairy producers. One primary issue is returning to the hire of Class 1 mover.
We made a change a few years ago. Turned out to not be the best decision there. So we're looking to return to the hire of mover, which worked for many years, many decades.
Costs have gone up in 20 years, the last time the order was updated. Other requests look at making sure the system and formulas within orders are reflective of current milk production.
We took a step back, look at the federal order system, and said, all right, great. These need to be updated, but we can't just update one piece over there that's just going to benefit one side of the industry. We took a holistic approach and updated changes that are beneficial for the entire industry.
Processor representatives have been at these hearings as well. Kane has disagreed with much of what those groups put forth. However, one of the areas they could agree on were adjustments needed to make sure there is enough investment in processing, which also has not been updated in decades.
The make allowances are really the big piece there. We're looking to make some adjustments there to move those up, make sure that we have a healthy processing industry as well as healthy dairy farmers.
The modernization ideas and suggestions will take a while before implementation. USDA recommendations will come in July with finalization at the end of the year. Most decisions won't take effect until quarter one of 2025. I'm David Geiger reporting.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Expect warm temperatures today in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will increase tonight into tomorrow, lasting into the weekend. And once rain chances end Friday, we'll also have low relative humidities returning. And again, that warmer weather. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 30 to 35%. Southwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 84 to 89%. South winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northwest. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs 56 to 61, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, and northwest winds at 15 to 20. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60, northwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs once again 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Pay attention to the weather forecast and keep an eye on your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the trees are blooming, they're susceptible to freezing temperatures as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One late freeze in the spring can ruin a good fruit tree crop. Once the trees start blooming, the critical temperature to start seeing significant loss is 28 degrees. Depending on the species, it may only take a few minutes for damage to occur. Joe Hannon is a commercial horticultural field specialist at Iowa State University. He says your options for protecting the delicate blooms can depend on the type of freeze. Advection freezes come from cold air blowing in through both the upper and lower atmospheres. The only way you can provide protection is by putting blankets or some other cover over the plants. A radiation freeze is what we tend to see more in the springtime. We have warm air up in the atmosphere and cold air at ground level.
A lot of times we'll have air movement throughout the night. And then just as the sun is starting to come up, the air movement will just absolutely stop. And then the cold air starts to settle in place around the plants. And that's where heaters, blankets, sprinklers, air mixing machines, those are the methods that provide protection underneath a radiation type freeze.
Good soil moisture can help too. Soil that's moist harnesses more heat than dry soil and can warm the air near the surface.
That warm soil will keep a little bit more energy and will give off a little bit more energy into that microenvironment around the tree. So if we're a couple days out coming into a frost, if the ground is dry, putting some water out there, that water in the soil will store more energy.
Keep the area around the tree trunk either bare or mulched. Grass and weeds make it harder for warm air to rise up out of the soil. Learn more about protecting fruit trees from frost at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make it. Country is